For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Joy Benalla with My Telehealth. One in every 8 emergency department visits is related to a mental disorder or substance use.
It could be that they're suicidal, it could be homicidal, there could be some psychosis and some delusions.
Nikki Chapman is a care manager for McLeod Behavioral Health in Darlington. She works with patients experiencing mental illness who are involuntarily committed to the hospital.
And while they're in the emergency room, they get an evaluation from one of the physicians there. And during that evaluation, it says that they are a danger to themselves or others.
Around this time last year, McLeod transitioned to a virtual system called teleprobate. The program allows release hearings to be held through video conference.
We did not miss one hearing. We do hearings every week, and when everything was stopping, we didn't.
Doctors have 7 days to evaluate patients and prescribe any medications before a release hearing. Judge Marvin Lawson will determine if a patient is ready to go home.
Well, with the traditional hearing, we usually would appear at the hospital, be taken to a room, sit down, and wait for the patient to be brought with the doctor and the social worker, and then any family member that came with the patient.
As probate judge, Lawson oversees release hearings in 40 counties. Meeting virtually has saved him from hours on the road.
Well, with this, it's the same as far as the participants, and we just dial up and they dial up and we go on Zoom and we have the hearing.
Lawson says in some cases he would prefer to see patients in person, but overall, teleprobate saves time. And according to Lawson, it also keeps everyone safe. Attorney Gina Irvin agrees.
It turned out to be very convenient that we were able to do it because we both ended up with a positive COVID diagnosis at the same time. But because we were doing it virtually, I could do it at my house and he could do it at his house.
Irvin says virtual hearings allow more flexibility.
I think that because of COVID, the lawyers at least, because the courts shut down, are getting a lot more used to doing things this way, doing things virtually. And I think are starting to enjoy the flexibility of staying in their office, doing a deposition, doing a hearing.
Patients also benefit from the teleprobate system. Tim Smoke, Associate Vice President for Patient Services at McLeod Health, explains.
We're able to protect the patient and the staff because they remain in-house. So this system, this work has allowed us to continue our admissions and our care for the mentally ill in spite of the pandemic.
Smoke says a lack of outpatient care and shortage of psychiatrists make it tough to meet the demand for care. Without the teleprobate system, even more patients would go untreated.
Without the ability to have interface with the judge, we would not be able to admit those patients. And so those patients would be held up in our emergency rooms, which is not a safe environment. You know, we've had to think outside of the box in so many areas in our world with this pandemic, you know, and this was an example of what we did in healthcare to think outside of the box so that we could continue to provide care while at the same time making sure that patient rights and patient safety was being maintained.
I'm Joy Benalla with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.